Hey, greetings, sisters. I hope you're all doing well today. Thinking about you, praying for you. Hope you stand strong. And it's Sister Amen back again. Brother Tupos and I got a new day to serve the Lord, and we're thankful for it because he's got lots of work for us to do today anyway. And so we're going to do that. And we have been. We were going to go, well, actually, we had to travel down the road a little ways. And so we're thankful for safe travels, and the wind was pushing us from behind all the way, so we probably got really good gas mileage, which is a nice bonus. And we were thinking about flying signs, but it is so windy, it's really hard to do that. So we decided to do online ministry, which is really good, at a marketplace, flying our gospel signs on a van in the busy areas here. People drive it by, get to see it, and we'll see what happens later on today. But anyway, I was thinking about how we travel a lot of roads and highways, and it made me think of paths, P-A-T-H-S, paths, and the way. I'll do an audio on ways at some point, but it made me think to do an audio on the word paths. And one of the main verses that I really like is Jeremiah 6:16. I thought I would start us out with that one. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. Yeah, I love that. Thinking about those who walked before us and us following the path. I don't really like verse 17 because that's not a good thing. I'll read that. But they said, we will not walk therein. It's not something we want to say, sisters. We want to walk on the paths that we're supposed to be walking on. And following like the paths that those who walked in front of us in righteousness. We see the examples in the scriptures. And I thought I would read the word path, and this particular one in the Hebrew is to tramp a beaten track, way, trodden with the feet, pathway. So like I was saying, I love thinking about the saints who walked ahead of us on the path to righteousness in the Lord and us walking on the same path. And so here, I thought I would read some scriptures on it, and I picked up some uplifting ones. There's a lot of them that talk about how people went on the wrong path or didn't follow the right path, and I thought I would just pick some uplifting ones here. Psalm 17:4, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Psalm 23:3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 25:4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. I like thinking about that, asking the Lord to teach us. Psalm 25:10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. I love that too. Psalm 119:35, make me go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. So as we walk on the path of following his commandments, we delight in that. Psalm 139:3, thou compassest my path and my laying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. Yeah, so we can think about the Lord knowing everything about us. That's wonderful. Proverbs 2:8, he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. I like both of those. I like that part, preserve the way of his saints, too. That's comforting. Proverbs 2:8 and 9, he keepeth the paths of judgment and preserve the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Yeah, that's awesome. Proverbs 3:5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, after all these years of serving the Lord, I can vouch for that. I mean, we can believe what the word says, and we can see it, and we walk in it. But I just want to share that with you, sisters. He will direct our path, and he doesn't stop doing that either. It's awesome. We can have the confidence knowing from now until the day we die, if we follow him, he will continue to lead us on the path that we should be. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I love that because we love the light, don't we? And it's just like a shining light, and it shines more and more. As we grow in the Lord, our light is going to shine more. Proverbs 4:26. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Kind of goes back to what we were talking about. He's going to direct our path. Proverbs 12:28, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof is no death. So if we're going to follow the path or the way of righteousness, we're going to find life, and it's not going to be death on that path, is there? Isaiah 2:3, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Yeah, it's nice to think about people saying that, wanting to do the will of the Lord. Isaiah 42:16, and I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that other than that's pretty awesome. Isaiah 43:16. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. And we know that one's referencing God parting the sea for the Israelites to escape. He makes a way for us, doesn't he? A couple in the New Testament, Matthew 3:3. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And I think about what we do today when we preach the gospel. We're making the way. The Lord is coming back. We're kind of like John the Baptist coming and telling the world, you know, the Lord, about the Lord. And we're doing that as well because he's coming back and we're calling people to repentance and showing them the way to eternal life through the gospel. Hebrews 12:12-13. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Yeah, I love that. And I'm going to leave us with this one. Psalm 27:11-14. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Strive on, sister saints. May God be praised.